Political tensions are running high in Peru, where the government has imposed a state of emergency in response to a nationwide teachers' strike. The strike is the latest symptom of Peruvians' deep dissatisfaction with President Alejandro Toledo. When Toledo was elected in 2001, he was seen as a democratic hero. But he's so unpopular now that many Peruvians question whether he'll be able to finish his term of office. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Lima.
Alejandro Toledo was elected president 2 years ago on the strength of his inspiring life story. A former shoeshine boy, he lifted himself out of poverty with the help of American Peace Corps workers and college scholarships in the United States. Toledo also led the massive street demonstrations which contributed to the ouster of autocratic President Alberto Fujimori in 2000. But these days, the chanting has a very different tone. The liar is going to fall, sing several thousand protesters as they march through Lima. This march is a violation of the state of emergency, and that seems to be the point. It's totally unjustified, says law student Jorge Ramirez of the state of emergency. It took so much for us to overthrow the Fujimori dictatorship, and now this apparent democracy is setting up a new dictatorship, Ramirez says. Toledo enjoyed a very short honeymoon following his inauguration at the Inca ruins of Machu Picchu in July 2001. Within months, he was under attack for giving himself a huge salary and for being forced to admit that he was the father of a teenage girl whom he'd refused to recognize as his daughter during the campaign. Prominent political consultant and retired Army General Alberto Arciniega says all of this has undermined the president's legitimacy.
Del simple hecho de ver a una persona respetable.
The appearance of respectability makes it more likely that a person will be respected, Arciniega says, and he points to the fact that so many Peruvians have defied the state of emergency. But political scientist Alberto Adriansen says, ultimately, the character issue is a sideshow. This isn't simply an image problem. This also has to do with a fundamental disagreement over public policy about how to distribute money, Adriansen says. Toledo, a former World Bank consultant, has restrained public spending, pleasing international financiers and attracting enough foreign investment to give Peru a healthy growth rate, a rarity in South America these days. But when he was a candidate, Toledo promised generous social spending as well, such as doubling teachers' salaries, promises he has not kept. Back in the streets of Lima, protesting teacher Rosa Molero says she doesn't care what Toledo has done for the gross domestic product. All she knows is that while Toledo seems to be doing the bidding of international bankers, she's still making only $200 a month. We made a mistake. He gave us all that talk about how he came from the slums and was poor like us. But it was a great lie, she says, and she adds, we got him into power with protest marches, and that's how we'll get him out. Martin Casti, NPR News, Lima.